a landowner to do his entree. The Latin language, unlike the English, has a mood called gerundive. The gerundive mood is the mood of the imperative. The imperative of the verb agere, to do, is agendum, singular. Agenda, plural. Agenda means the things that must be done. How shrewd, how clever, how devious we can be in avoiding doing the things or giving the time that the important things in our lives deserve. And I'm speaking from my own, shall I say, sinful experience. This gift of knowledge is the gift that enables us to notice instinctively shift from the things we are doing because they are not necessary and shift to what we should be doing. Every day, I mean this from the depths of my heart, examine your consciences, not only what you've done, but what you should do. You people who are in business, your own mind who is, a manager of a Pizza Hut. He tells me every night he must make an inventory, whether the amount of money in the cash register corresponds to the amount of pizzas that have been sold. How we need to sift our conduct and then shift from maybe the thing we've been doing for years, spending all kinds of time, what before God is, I don't say, necessary, may even be positively harmful to our spiritual lives. We continue. The gift of knowledge enables us to see everything in our lives as only, and above the line, the adverb only, a means to eternal life. Nothing else after that period. But remember, it is not just to know what God wants us to do. The gift of knowledge provides us also with the instinctive, supernatural ability to know how we are to use the creatures that God puts into our lives. And among the qualities of the how is to make sure that the creatures that God puts into our lives, which are demanding, difficult, painful, we do not do reluctantly. And you, Father, how much I know. I call, Father, and for good reasons, because the primary purpose of you, shall I say, earthly fathers, the primary purpose of fatherhood is not, come or not, to bring children into this world. No. The primary purpose is, of course, to bring children into this world, but for the world to come. And don't you dare say that because a son or daughter of yours has reached a certain age that you know are no longer his or her father. As I've told so many people, the word father is both a noun, but mainly a verb. And your fatherhood will be as effective a channel of grace to your children, to bring them to the heaven for which he brought them into this world. Hear it in the exact measure of your own doing the will of God. Now, how are we to grow and develop this gift of knowledge? And I've been saying it so far, and we'll continue until we close this retreat. We grow in our gift of knowledge as we grow in our faith. Growing the understanding of the meaning of what we believe. Growing clearly perceiving what we believe. And the third quality, which we analyzed when we spoke on growing the faith, growing the certitude of your faith. And I don't want to dwell on this, but to be honest, I must at least say a few words. We are living, as I keep saying, in the most critical age of Christianity, nothing like it in 2,000 years. Such widespread dissemination of error, and as we've said, by the evil spirit, the father of lies. How we need to understand the church's teaching. How do we grow in this gift of knowledge? By applying what we believe, everything that we do. And the more painful, the more demanding, the better. Because it forces us, as over the years it has forced me, ask myself, why? Not because I like it, but because God wants it. And the secret, I keep repeating, the secret of authentic, true happiness is not, comma, not, comma, not, in doing our will, in spite of the widespread lies to the contrary. Some practical reflections. I recommend daily, asking, Lord, that I may see your presence everywhere, see your purpose in everything, see your wisdom behind everything. Only God knows, only He needs to know the price you have to pay to live out these three recommendations. To see God's presence everywhere, His purpose in everything, and His wisdom behind everything. All might we need, otherwise known as the gift of knowledge. And I go on. Keep a journal before this retreat is over. My plan is to distribute several pages to all of you on writing, both writing in the spiritual life and writing in the apostolate. The pouring out of millions and millions of words by those who do not believe in the one true God and in Jesus Christ whom He sent. Back in the late 70s, I was told by the Holy See to operate with a group of people from throughout the country to use the media for promoting and propagating the Catholic faith. And the media not only, not even mainly, radio and television, though of course including those, but the whole gamut of communication, including writing. Finally, after years, in our starting 16 Catholic radio stations. Of course, it means raising millions of dollars. One of my hidden apostolates, raising money. Keep a journal. I never use the word diary when talking to men. I even prefer to journal, keep a log. Did you know that Christopher Columbus kept a log on his way from Spain to what he thought would be the Indies? Did you know that? And he began each day's entry with this invocation: Mary, Mother of Jesus, pray for me. Now we need to keep, and I'm speaking from a lifetime of experience, not just my own, but by all the thousands of souls that God has put into my life. Keep some record daily of your service of God, both the past, the present, and the future. And thank God, I don't have to apologize to anyone for not writing enough. But men especially tell me, I don't like to write. Women, very few women, they'll tell me that. Oh, they love to write. Keep a record. While we write, here's a mirror of our minds. And let me tell you, writing is humiliating. Read what you've written. Ask yourself, what numbskull wrote this? Illogical, inconsistent. Remember, we learned in grammar school, everything should have, remember, unity, coherence, and emphasis. Read what you write, and grow in your humility. The main reason why more people do not write is because of pride. I quote Cardinal Newman. I'm on the how of growing in this gift of knowledge. Keep an inventory of what you have done, what you should do. And what our Lord wants you to do. St. Ignatius recommends, stronger still, orders everyone who makes the 30-day spiritual exercises to keep a written record of every day's meditations. How to grow in this gift of knowledge. Promise our Lord. Promise Him that you will avoid what your conscience enlightened by the gift of knowledge tells you you should avoid. Promise Him. I'm not telling you to take a vow. Although over the years, how many souls I have encouraged even to take vows. Just two sentences. A vow is a promise made to God binding under sin. Period. Next sentence. I'm not telling you to take vows. Period. I would not exclude, after you discuss this with, say, a priest whom you know, whether you should not, perhaps, vow. Certain things you don't have to tell anyone. Ask God. What you promise to do under pain of venial sin. I have taken vows, and thanks to God's goodness, I have taken both my public vows, and I would not dare identify. Also, what they call private vows. I repeat, I'm not telling you to take a vow. Am I clear? But promise God you're going to do something without binding yourself under sin to do it. Am I still clear? You promise to do something which you're not obliged to do. And you bind yourself under pain of sin. Well, you'll receive your responsibility. But do promise God how we need Catholics, and I'm speaking, I'm sure, to the wide audience, who trust that whatever they have promised to do and promised God they would do it, they will make His divine promise to provide you with the grace you need to remain faithful to your promise. Am I clear? Promise God that you will avoid certain things. Promise God you will do certain things. And then do them. And the meaning behind a promise made to God is that God, on His side, makes His promise to provide you with the grace you need to remain faithful to your promise. Promise our Lord, and be sure you know what you are promising. Do not just do what you have to do in the pain of sin, not only to avoid what again you must avoid as a proximate occasion of sin. Promise God that you will do what is more pleased with if you do it. The secret of sanctity is the practice of preference. The secret of holiness is the practice of choosing what is more pleasing to God. And should I say it, what is more pleasing to God? Maybe, shall I say it, less pleasing to me? Oh, what an examination of conscience we must all make daily, beginning with the speaker. How precious is His gift of knowledge. And remember, is the gift which enables our minds by supernatural instinct to know what is pleasing to God, and then the will having been enlightened by the gift of knowledge, we choose it. The greatest joy on earth is pleasing God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for endowing us with the supernatural gift of knowledge. But you know us so well, you know how easily we can be bewitched by the things of this world, seduced by creatures, and as a result, not know what you want us to do every moment of our days here on earth. Because, dear Jesus, if we have been faithful to living out our gift of knowledge in this world, we shall know you and see you, our God, face to face, for endless ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.